Joining me is Temple, who is relatively new to the radio station and overheard you telling a story yesterday that was amazing.
Okay.
To cut straight to the chase, you were the first radio DJ in the United States of America to play Taylor Swift on the radio.
Ever.
And how old was she?
Gosh, she was what, 14, 15 at the time?
Okay.
She was still in high school. I lived in Nashville, and I had an evening show called Primetime with Temple, and we had the Nashville Nine. And the record guy came by along with my program director and wanted me to play a new song entitled Tim McGraw from a brand new artist and make it a Nashville Nine extra that night. So I did, and lo and behold, my request line rings, and it's a very young Taylor Swift screaming, thanking me for playing her song on the radio for the very first time ever.
She called to thank you.
Yes, she did.
That's very the kicker.
Genuine. Yeah, she's very genuine, very sweet. You know, she wrote that song in math class.
Do you want to know what I did in math class when I was 14?
What's that?
Yeah, you really don't want to know what I did in math class.
I remember thinking, you know, because we had a lot of, you know, in Nashville, you get a lot of new artists all the time, you know, and you never know what's going to hit. And I remember thinking, this girl is not just going to be a country star. She's going to be a superstar.
Two-part follow-up question. Number one, did you save that phone call?
I've been looking for it everywhere, and it's saved somewhere, and I've been trying all day to find that audio.
Number two, do you think in the very slim chance Taylor Swift hears this, she will remember that experience?
I think she would. I mean, my name is Temple. It's hard to, you know, forget somebody with a name like Temple. And I think that, I think she would remember that moment most definitely. You know, that was literally the first time she had heard her song on the radio.
This is where we beg anybody that actually knows Taylor Swift to tag her in this just to see.
Right. And, you know, a couple of years later, she came to the radio station and you couldn't get 200 feet nearer.
I mean,
you know, there were background checks for everybody that was in the building. You couldn't go on that floor.
And by the way, if you didn't know, you can hear Miss Temple every Saturday here on WIKY from 10 until 2.
Very happy to be in Evansville. I love it here.